我们一起来翻开马可福音第十章，我们来看主耶稣对小孩子的邀请。
Let's look at the invitation of Jesus to the little children in Mark chapter 10.
马可福音十章十三节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 13.
十三节，有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣摸他们，耶稣便门徒便责备那些人。
13. Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them.
十四节，耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神的国正是这样的人。”
14. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God."
十五节，我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
15. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
16. 于是抱着小孩子，给他们按手，为他们祝福。
16. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
所以说有一些人他们带着小孩子要到主耶稣这里来。
Here says that some people brought little children to come and see Jesus.
十三节说他们希望主耶稣能够摸他们的小孩。
Verse 13, they had hoped that Jesus could touch their children.
那从十六节我们就知道他们的意思就是希望主耶稣能够为他们的小孩来按手祝福。
And from verse 16, we see that they were hoping that Jesus could lay his hands on them and bless them.
可见这些父母亲他们相信主耶稣的祝福。
So perhaps these parents believed in the blessing of Jesus Christ.
这些父母亲爱他们的小孩，所以他们希望他们的小孩能够得到主耶稣的祝福。
And these parents love their children, so they hope that their children could receive the blessing of Jesus.
在一开始的时候，耶稣的门徒他们却有要阻止这件事情。
But from the beginning, the disciples tried to stop this.
但是主耶稣却反而来责备这些门徒，然后发出一个非常温柔的邀请，说让小孩子到我这里来。
But Jesus rebuked his disciples and actually gave this warm invitation, let the little children come.
那从主耶稣的这个邀请，也再一次的来提醒我们，我们应当来我们。这个教会应当来重视教会里头的这些下一代，这些小孩子。
And from this invitation, we see that we should pay attention to this next generation of our church, of our children.
有人说美国是儿童青年人的天堂。
Some people say that America is heaven to children and youths.
所以基本上在这个社会里头小孩子青少年是得到重视的。
In this society, children and young people are emphasized greatly.
所以这个社会有很多的钱，很多的资源是用在这些小孩、青少年的身上。
And so our society puts a lot of money and a lot of resources on our children and on our youth.
但是无可否认的，在现实里头。在某一些层面上面，小孩子还是被忽略的。
But in reality, there are some areas where children are still neglected.
因为有时候小孩子他很容易制造出一些吵杂。
Because some children often naturally cause problems.
因为常常小孩子被认为他们的思想、他们的行为是不够。不够成熟的。
And people feel like children aren't so mature in their thinking and in the things they do.
因为在现实里头，这小孩子他们能力非常的有限。
Because actually their abilities are very limited.
所以虽然是重视小孩，但是其实很多的方面，小孩子也是被忽略的。
And so even though we pay a lot of attention to our children, we also neglect them in a lot of ways.
所以小孩子常常也是容易被忽略的一群。
So children are a group of people that are easily neglected.
但是在信仰的这个层面里头这个一直在提醒我们，小孩子跟我们同样的重要跟我们是相等的。
But in our faith, we keep on being reminded that our children are just as important as us.
主耶稣说，神爱世人，甚至将他的 独生子来赐给我们。
Jesus said that God so loved the world that He sent His only Son to die for us.
这个神爱世人，包括了任何的种族、任何的年龄层。
And when it says God loved the world, it encompasses all races and all ages.
这个主耶稣十字架的代死，不是为特定的人，是为所有的人。
Jesus didn't die on the cross for a specific group of people, but for all people.
所以包括小孩子，主耶稣也是为他们死。
Jesus also died for children.
所以很多有关义表救恩的这些事迹里头，也是总是包括着小孩子。
And so in a lot of these comparisons to salvation, we see that children are often included.
比如说以色列人，他们过红海，是所有的人都过红海。
For example, when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, all people crossed the Red Sea.
那我们知道这个过红海啊，预表着救恩，预表着这个受洗。
We know that crossing the Red Sea symbolizes salvation, symbolizes baptism.
这个小孩子的生命跟成人的生命是同样的价值。
And so the value of the children are the value of the life of the children are the same as the value of the life of the adults.
所以在新约时代里头，在讲到得救。常常也提到是全家人的得救。
In the New Testament, when it talks about salvation, often we see that entire families are saved.
所以我们不要忽略了小孩子，尤其是他们的信仰。
So we should not neglect our children, especially their faith.
我们成人在灵性上要长进，小孩子一样，他们灵性也要长进。
As adults have to grow in our faith, in the same way, our children have to grow in their faith.
那小孩子需要我们成年人来帮助他们，来带他们到主耶稣的面前。
Now children need the help of us adults to lead them and bring them before Christ.
所以在马可福音十章十三节说，有人带着小孩子要来见耶稣。
So it says in Mark 10 verse 13 that some people brought little children to him.
今天的父母亲常常为了子女非常的忙碌。
Often our parents today are very busy for their children.
很多的时候，当先生的是很卖力的，在经营事业，在工作。
For many of us who are husbands, we work very hard in our jobs.
很多的做太太的就是忙碌的来带小孩子上学，参加这个活动，参加那个活动。
And many who are wives are very busy taking care of our children, bringing them from one activity to another.
我们要常常问问自己，我们到底把小孩子带到哪里？
And we have to often ask ourselves, where exactly are we bringing our children?
是的，我们为他们选择的活动都是好的，都是有意义的。
Are all of the activities that we're choosing for our children meaningful and good?
但是也不要忽略了，其实更重要的是把小孩子带到主耶稣的面前。
We must not neglect to bring our children before Christ.
那所谓带到主耶稣的面前，也不是指着地点而已。
And to bring our children to Jesus doesn't just mean to bring them to a certain location.
我们是的，我们把小孩子带到教会来。
Yes, we bring them to church.
但是这里是说带到主耶稣的跟前。
But here it says they were brought to Jesus.
我们是要把孩子领到主耶稣的面前。
We are to lead our children to Jesus.
我们是要把孩子领到主耶稣的怀抱当中。
We are to lead our children into the bosom of Jesus.
我们是要让孩子能够得到主耶稣的祝福。
We are to lead our children so that they can be blessed by Jesus.
所以就不是只是很简单的把他带到教会而已。
So it's not just a simple matter of bringing our children to the church.
那我们做父母亲的，在我们家庭生活里头也是一样的。要把孩子带到主耶稣面前。
As parents in our family lives, we also have to bring our children to Christ.
所以绝对不是把小孩带到教会就没事了。
So it's not that you just bring your children to church and we're done.
那在今天这样一个复杂的社会里头，我们要在信仰上来栽培我们的小孩，需要很多不同的参与，不同的帮助集合在一起。
In the complicated society that we live in today, in order to bring up the faith of our children, there are a lot of things that we have to pay attention to and actually spend time to do.
这样子才能够真正让我们的孩子来到主耶稣的面前。
Only this way can we truly bring our children before Jesus.
来到主耶稣的面前，这对我们的孩子来讲是他一生当中最重要的。
And to bring them before Jesus is the most important thing for their entire life.
我们请看箴言第九章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
第十节, 敬畏神是智慧的开端, 认识至圣者, 便是聪明。
10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
在生活当中有很多很重要的事情。
In our lives, there are many important things.
大家都从小就为这些重要的事情在努力在追求。
And everybody works hard for these important things from the time they're young.
但是到 人生的结束的时候,
but at the end of our lives,
什么是最重要的?
What is the most important thing?
在遇到事情的时候, 什么是最重要的?
When something happens to us, what is the most important thing?
在危险来到的时候, 什么是最重要的?
When danger comes, what is the most important thing?
在那种关键的时刻来到的时候, 什么是最重要的? 那个, critical moments.
In the critical moments in our lives, what is the most important thing?
在那个生跟死, 之间,
when we go from life to death, what is the most important thing?
有神, 有信仰,
the most important thing is to have God, is to have faith.
很多的人生到最后是遗憾的, 就是因为没有信仰,
the reason that many people have doubts when they're about to end their lives is because they have no God, because they have no faith.
很多曾经是非常成功的人, 或者事情, 到后来变成没有意义, 是因为没有信仰,
the reason that many people who are successful in their work, in their lives, end up having lives of no meaning is because they have no God and have no faith.
当时的这些父母亲, 他们相信神的祝福,
at the time, these parents here believed in the blessing of Jesus.
那今天我们也要相信神对孩子的
Today, we also have to believe that God pays attention to our children and will bless them.
我们请参考一下马太福音18章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音18章第10节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 10.
第十节, 你们要小心, 不可轻看这小子里的一个, 我告诉你们, 他们的使者在天上, 常见我天父的面。
Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven.
如果说小孩子可以代表被忽略的一群,
if our children could represent a group of people who are neglected,
那这里所谓的小子呢, 就不只是小孩子, 就是
Actually, the little ones here then represent not just children, but anyone who is neglected. The value of a child's life is the same as that of a value of an adult's life. And so in our societies, those who are either the minorities, also have the same value as those who are not.
因为这里告诉我们说神看他们是一样的重要。
Because here it says that God sees them just like they see others.
这个神看顾坚强的人, 神也是要看顾软弱的人。
God cares for those who are strong, God also cares for those who are weak.
这里说神的使者在天上常常见天父的面。
And here it says that they these little ones in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven.
所以就是说神的,
just like God also said that the sun and the waters, the rain, is for everybody.
但是弱势的人常常在很多事情上面他会受到阻挡。
But often those who are minorities will face barriers in some of the things they have to do.
所以这里主耶稣才会提醒说不要轻看这些人。
That's why Jesus said here not to despise one of these little ones.
就是要帮助这些人也能够到主耶稣的面前。
Which means we also have to help them to come before Jesus.
因为主耶稣也接纳他们也要欢迎他们。
Because Jesus also accepts them and also wants to welcome them.
因为主耶稣是众人的希望。
Because Jesus is the hope of all mankind.
因为耶稣愿意祝福每一个人。
Because Jesus is willing to bless everyone.
这也让我们想到，我们带领人到主耶稣的面前，无论任何的人，我们有机会就带他们来。
And this also reminds us that no matter what kind of person somebody is, if we have an opportunity, we need to bring them before Christ.
主耶稣也利用这件事情给大家一个教义。
Jesus also used this opportunity to give everyone a teaching.
主耶稣说要回转像小孩子一样。
That we must turn and be like these little children.
那这到底是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们请看哥林多前书十四章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章二十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 20.
二十节，弟兄们在心智上不要做小孩子，然而在恶事上要做婴孩，在心智上总要做大人。
Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature.
那我们将这个经节跟马可福音第十章这段经节来做一个对照。
And so let's compare this with the passage in Mark chapter 10.
那我们就可以清楚的知道主耶稣的意思是什么。
And then we'll see clearly what Jesus really means.
主耶稣的意思是要我们在心智上要做大人。
Then what he means is that in our hearts, in our minds, we must be adults.
要 understanding, 就是要思想上要能够明白，要能够成熟。
In our understanding, we must be adults. We must understand and be mature.
但是在恶事上面要做小孩。
But in malice, we must be babes.
就是我们在神的面前，我们是纯正的。是圣洁的。
Which means that before Christ, we are pure and we are holy.
但是我们的心智上、智慧上，我们是大人，我们是成熟的。
But in our understanding and our wisdom, we are adults.
那这个就是不但是所谓的小孩子，是每一个人都要来追求的目标。
And this is not a goal for just children, but for all of us.
这是我们宗教教育的目标。这是我们每一个人在信仰道路上我们要追求的目标。
This is the goal of our religious education. This is the goal for all of us in our lives.
来到主耶稣的面前。
To come before Jesus.
教会是主耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以我们就是来到教会。
And so we come to church.
来到教会，我们要努力的达到哥林多前书十四章二十节所说的。
We come to church and we have to work hard to achieve what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 20.
心智上要做大人。
That we must be adults and mature in understanding.
当我们来到教会，我们要先求神的国、神的义。
And when we come to church, first we must seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
最重要的，我来是要来敬拜神。
The most important thing for me to come here is to worship God.
最重要的，我是要神在我的生活里头来当王。
The most important thing is that I want God to be king in my life.
最重要的是我要神的教训在我的生活当中来带领我。
The most important thing is that I want the teachings of God to lead me in my life.
当神的教训能够充满在我们的心里。
When the teachings of God can be filled in our hearts.
当神的教训能够在我们的生活当中，我们把它活出来，把它活用。
When we can live out the teachings of Christ in our daily lives.
那这就成为一个明白的人，一个心智成熟的人。
Then you are an adult in understanding.
所以我们来到教会，我们所领受的，如果我们用教义这个字眼的话，我们所领受的是生命的教义。
And so if we talk about how we receive teachings in church, if we use the word teachings, what we receive are teachings for life.
怎样的生命就会有怎样的生活形态。
That whatever kind of life we have, then whatever teachings we have, then that's the kind of life we'll live.
那所以来到教会，我们正在接受的是生命的教义。
And so when we come to church, what we are receiving are teachings of life.
那我们来看看这个生命的教义。是要带给我们怎样的生活。
And now let's see what kind of life these teachings are to bring us.
这是我们在带领我们的孩子，我们自己本身追求的目标。
This is the goal that we have when we are leading and teaching our children.
第一个，让我们有一个正面、正确的 人生观。
First, we must have an accurate and a straight concept of life.
我们对我们的生命是肯定的。
That we are sure of our own lives.
我们欣赏神所赐给我们的生命。
That we treasure the life that God has given us.
我们尊重所有的生命。
That we look highly upon all lives.
我们能够去关怀、去服务所有的生命。
That we can care for and we can serve all lives.
这样的人生是很正面的，是很积极的。
And this is a good life. This is a life worth living.
我们请看《耶拿书》第四章。
Let's look at Jonah chapter 4.
旧约圣经1085页。
Jonah chapter 4.
耶拿书四章十一节。
Jonah chapter 4 verse 11。
神说：“何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有120,000多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢
？”And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock？
在这里神向耶拿先知来表明神的本性。
Here God showed Jonah his likeness or his character.
这里神对耶拿说：“我岂能不爱惜呢
？”Here he said, "Should I not pity Nineveh?"
神所创造的每一个生命都是宝贵的。
Every life that God has created is precious.
包括我们每一个个人
，including every one of us.
所以我们对神给我们的生命，我们要肯定，我们要去。珍惜去欣赏。
And so we have to be sure of the life that God has given us, and we have to treasure it.
对其他的每一个生命，我们也要有同样的态度。
And we have to have the same attitude towards all lives.
这是我们在信仰生活里头，我们要去学习，要去培养的。
And this is something that we must learn and we must nurture in our walk of faith.
所以对生命，第一个我们要认识自己。
And so in terms of life, first we have to understand ourselves.
我们请看四世纪第九章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 9.
四世纪第九章第八节。
Judges chapter 9 verse 8.
旧约圣经309页。
Judges 9 verse 8.
第八节，有一时树木要高，一树为王，管理他们，就去对橄榄树说：“请你做我们的王。”
Verse 8, the trees once went forth to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, "Reign over us."
这一段是一个比喻。
This passage here is a parable.
第九节
，Verse 9,
橄榄树回答说：“我岂肯只住供奉神明和尊重人的油，飘摇在众树之上呢？”
But the olive tree said to them, "Should I cease giving my oil with which they honor God and men and go to sway over trees?"
第十节，树木对无花果树说，请你来做我们的王。
Verse 10, and the tree said to the fig tree, "You come and reign over us."
十一，无花果树回答说，我岂肯止住所结甜美的果子，飘摇在众树之上呢？
11, but the fig tree said to them, "Should I cease my sweetness and my good fruit and go to sway over trees?"
12节，树木对葡萄树说，请你来做我们的王。
12, and the tree said to the vine, "You come and reign over us."
13节，葡萄树回答说，我岂肯止住使神明和人喜乐的新酒飘摇在众树之上呢？
13, but the vine said to them, "Should I cease my new wine which cheers both God and men and go to sway over trees?"
这里把这些树把它人格化了，拟人化了。
Here they put characters or people into these trees.
但是从这样的描述里头让我们得到一些启发。
But this symbolism here gives us a few teachings, a few revelations.
这许多的树木，他们都认识自己。
That all these trees understood themselves.
他们也能够欣赏自己，尊重自己。
That these trees could also understand the value of themselves.
所以他们能够发挥他们的恩赐来做最有意义的事情。
Which is why they are able to offer up their gifts to do something that had meaning to others.
一个不认识自己的人常常会出卖自己。
Some people who do not know themselves will often betray themselves.
在旧约里头，这个以利亚先知责备亚哈王说， 没有像你这样子出卖自己的。
In the Old Testament, the prophet Elijah rebuked King Ahab by saying that there is nobody like you who have sold yourself.
一个国王先知责备他说你出卖自己。
The prophet rebuked the king that he had sold himself.
因为亚哈王他不认识自己。
Because Ahab did not know himself.
他不认识自己身份的尊贵。
He did not understand the value of his status.
他让自己去处在这种邪恶拜偶像的环境里头。
He allowed himself to get into this world of worshipping idols, this evil world.
他让这些邪恶的事情来污染他。
And he allowed himself to be defiled by these evil things.
他参与了这些邪恶的事情。
He participated in those evil things.
他不认识自己。
He did not know himself.
他不知道他做神的显明那身份的尊贵。
He didn't understand the value of being a chosen one of God.
他不能够发挥神显明的那种恩赐。
He could not offer up the gifts that God had given him.
所以今天在宗教教义里头，我们要认识自己。
So today in RE, we have to know ourselves.
今天在教会的这种崇拜活动，读圣经、查考圣经里头，我们要认识自己。
Today, when we worship in church, when we have Bible studies, we have to know ourselves.
圣经告诉我们，我们的身份是尊贵的。
The Bible tells us that our status is valuable.
我们是先知，是君王，是祭司。
We are prophets, we are kings, we are priests.
我们要懂得来欣赏，来尊重自己的这种身份。
We must know to cherish and to treasure our status.
照神所给我们的恩赐，我们来发挥我们的恩赐。
To offer up these gifts according to what God has given us.
再来，我们认识别人。
Next, we must know others.
能够跟人有很好的相处。
To have good relationships with other people.
我们能够看重团体生活应该有的秩序。
We must understand what should happen in a life of fellowship.
我们能够关怀在团体里头的这些弱小的，这个比较弱势的人。
That we must know how to care for the minorities or those who are neglected in our groups.
这个是今天这个社会上的教义一个最大的缺失的地方。
And this is one of the things that are most lacking in the teachings of the world today.
今天我们所看到的社会是英雄主义。
The world we see today emphasizes heroes.
所以只是非常的看重强调个人。
And so people only emphasize and care about the individual.
所以人都变得非常的自私。
So people have become selfish.
有很多自私的人存在的社会就会是一个很病态的社会。
And when there are many selfish people in a society, then this society is sick.
因为大家都强调崇拜英雄。
Because everybody worships idols, heroes.
每一个人都要努力的成为英雄。
And so everybody wants to work hard to be a hero.
为了要成为英雄，所以要自私，要牺牲别人。
And to become a hero, then people have to give up others to lift themselves up.
因为要成为英雄，所以要把别人踩在脚底下。
In order to become a hero, they have to step over other people.
这个不是正确的这种人生观。
This is not the right concept of life.
所以在团体里头，常常就失去了团体应该有的秩序。
And so in a group setting, we often lose the spirit of a group.
今天在教会里头，我们所接受的是生命的教义。
Today in church, we receive the teachings of life.
我们要看重这团体生活应该有的秩序。
And we must look highly upon the right attitude or the right system of having a fellowship or living in a group.
这样才是一个心智成熟的人。
Only in this way is this person mature.
我们请参考约伯记三十二章。
Let's look at Job chapter 32.
约伯记三十二章。
Job chapter 32.
旧约六百四十九页。三十二章
，Chapter 32，
第四节
，Verse 4，
以利户要与约伯说话，就等候他们，因为他们比自己年老。
Now because they were years older than he, Elihu had waited to speak to Job.
这五个人就是一个小小的团体。
These five people here were a small group.
这个以利户在这五个人当中，他安静的听其他四个人在那边对话。
And out of these five people, this Elihu or Elihu just sat there quietly waiting, listening to the others talk.
在听的当中，他实在是已经发现了这四个人在他们对话里头他们的错误。
And as he was listening to their conversation, he realized early on their misconceptions.
但是他也发现说这五个人当中他年纪最小。
But he also realized that he was the youngest one of the five.
虽然他有话要说。
So even though he had things to say.
虽然他的话很中肯很重要。
And actually, even though the things he said were very important.
虽然他知道他看得比他们清楚。
Even though he knew that he saw things more clearly than the rest of them.
但是他很尊重这团体里头应该有的秩序。
But he understood the, what should happen in a group.
这个 order.
The order of a group.
所以他等这些其他四个人他们都讲完了没话说了。
Which is why he waited until these other four people finished saying everything they wanted to say.
他才将这忍了很久的话来讲出来。
And then he said these things that he had been holding inside for such a long time.
这个就是一个很好的一个很好的榜样。
This is a very good example.
这就是我们在教会里头我们所要去培养的。
And this is what we must build up in our church.
那什么是生命的教义？
What is the teaching of life?
第二个就是有正确的价值观念。
The second one is to have the right value.
今天在这个现实的社会里头，人对每一件事情也都会去衡量它的价值。
In the society today, people measure the value of everything.
但是标准不一样。
But they use different standards.
今天我们在信仰的道路上面我们要有正确的价值观念。
In our walk of faith, we have to have the right concept of our values.
这个就是从圣经的教导来的。
And we get this from the teachings of the Bible.
第一个，我们看重良知道德。
First, we emphasize
conscience.
We emphasize the conscience.
跟道德。Moral.
And morals.
今天为了所谓的价值达到目的，可以不管良心，可以不管道德。
Today, many people can forget about their conscience and their moral values in order to reach a goal.
很多的公司他所要的是你的才能，不是你的人品。
A lot of companies want your abilities, not your character.
只要你在公司里头能够完成你的 project, 你在外面的私生活是怎样，公司不管。
As long as you can finish your project at work, they could care less what kind of life you live outside the office.
那但是我们在这样的时代里头，我们要成为一个真正的基督徒。
But in this time and place, we have to be a true Christian.
在生活当中，我们不是只是为了达到那个目的。
In our lives, we're not just trying to reach that goal.
我们所要抓住的是合不合神的标准，神的道理。
What we have to hold on to is whether or not we are meeting the standards of God and His teachings.
所以从某一个层面来看，要在今天的世界里头来生存的基督徒是越来越难。
And so from a certain perspective, it's being harder and harder to be a Christian in this society.
但是并不是不可能。
But it's not impossible.
我们看挪亚在他的世代里头，他能够生存。
We see how Noah was able to persevere in his society.
所谓他能够生存，就是他能够持守着做神的百姓。
He was able to make it because he was able to hold on to be a servant of God.
因为他有一个正确的价值观。
Because he had the right concept of values.
他看重他的良心，他的看重神所定的道德标准。
He cared about his morals and he cared about his conscience.
所以挪亚的世代的人的心成天所想的都是恶的。
So during the time of Noah, everybody was thinking evil in their hearts all the time.
但是挪亚在那一个世代，他是神眼中的义人，一个正直的人。
But in that society, Noah was seen as righteous in the eyes of God.
所以我们一个基督徒，我们要培养着去看重、去欣赏美的事情、对的事情、真实的事情。
And so as a Christian, we have to cherish and look highly upon everything that is right, everything that is good.
善良的事情我们要去留意。
Everything that is good, we have to cherish.
我们不是只是为了达到目的不择手段。
We are not just trying to reach a goal without caring about anything else.
能够达到目的，但是不真实、不善良，那就是没有价值的。
If we can reach a goal, but we are not good, then there is no value in that.
那这样子，我们有真正的价值观，我们才能够维持纯正的信仰。
Only if we have the right value system can we maintain our faith.
就好像丹尼里在巴比伦的皇宫里头，他仍然维持着他纯正的信仰。
Just like how Daniel was able to hold on to his pure faith in the king, in the palace of Babylon.
有正确的价值观，我们才能够真正来看重将来的永生。
Only when we have the right value system can we look highly upon and yearn for the eternal life to come.
我们对将来永生才能够有真正的把握。
And only can we have a guarantee of this eternal life.
生命，什么是生命教义？
What is the teaching of life?
就是来教导，来帮助我们超越自己。
It is to help us overcome ourselves.
什么是最大的敌人？
Well, who is the greatest enemy?
其中有一个，我们自己，就是我们自己最大的敌人。
One of those greatest enemies is ourselves.
我们如何来胜过自己，超越自己？
How can we overcome ourselves?
靠着圣经神的教训，要帮助我们能够过着有耶稣节制的生活。
The teachings of the Bible will help us to live a holy life.
为什么人没有办法胜过自己？
Why can't people overcome themselves?
因为人常常有这个感情 emotion 很强烈的。在我们的心中，在我们生活里头。
Because people often have strong emotions in our hearts and in our lives.
那这种感情就会带来一些行为。
And these emotions lead to actions.
所以一个人如果没有办法节制他的情感，那么他没有办法超越自己。
And so if somebody's not able to control their emotions, then they're not able to overcome themselves.
我们请参考四世纪十六章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 16.
四世纪十六章二十节。
Judges chapter 16, verse 20.
旧约圣经三百二十页。
Judges 16, verse 20.
大力拉说：“参孙啊，非利士人哪里来的？”参孙从睡中醒来，心里说：“我要像前几次出去活动身体。”他却不知道。主已经离开他了。
And she, Delilah, said, The Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
看起来参孙被大力拉击倒了。
It seems here that Samson had been overcome by Delilah.
其实参孙是被自己的情感击倒的。
Actually, Samson had been overcome by his own emotions.
他不能够控制他的节制他的情感。
He could not control his emotions.
所以他有许许多多错误的行为。
And so he had many incorrect actions.
最后甚至神离开他了，他都还不知道。
Even at the end, when the Lord had departed from him, he didn't even realize.
有时候我们对我们人的我们的知识我们的意志我们也不能够节制。
And sometimes we also cannot control ourselves.In our will.
比如说在主耶稣被抓之前
For example, right before Jesus was arrested.
这个彼得他对主耶稣他是蛮有知识的。
Peter was very,
他是认识主耶稣的。
Peter was somebody who knew Jesus.
这个就好像是对主耶稣的知识。
This is
knowledge.
This is like saying he had a good knowledge of Jesus.
他知道主耶稣就是永生神的儿子。
He knew that Jesus was the Son of God.
他也有很强的意志力。
And he also had very strong, he was very strong-minded.
他说众人都跌倒了，我也不跌倒。
He said, even if others fall, I will not fall.
他就只是靠着 他的知识，他的意志力。
And so he only relied on his own knowledge and his own sense of his own strong-mindedness.
啊，结果他也是被自己打倒了。
And in the end, he was also overcome by himself.
啊，他三次否认主耶稣。
Three times he denied Jesus.
啊，所以我们必须要超越我们自己，胜过我们自己。
So we must overcome ourselves.
啊，那我们必须能够有这个节制的果子。
And then we can bear the fruit of self-control.
啊，这个从生命的教义来的。
This comes from the teachings of life.
所以社会上的教义有它需要的一面。
And so the teachings of society are important in a certain way.
但是社会上的教义没有圣经，没有神的教训，没有圣灵的带领。
But the teachings of society of the world are not led by the Bible, by the teachings of the Bible and by the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以不能够让我们真的在主耶稣所说的心智上做成人。
And so they cannot help us or teach us to become mature in understanding, like Jesus said.
啊，心智不成熟，在生活当中就会有很多的缺失。
If we're immature in understanding, then we'll be lacking in our lives.
哦，所以今天我们能够有教会，我们可以一起敬拜神，一起做学习，这是一个福气。
And so today is a blessing to be able to have this church, to be able to come together, worship together, and learn together.
让我们努力的全家人来到主耶稣这里，我们来敬拜神，我们一起来学习。
Let us diligently come before God as a family to learn from God, to worship God, and learn from each other.
让我们成长的是天上的神。
And those, the one who gives us the growth is God in heaven.
但是我们要愿意来到主耶稣这里。
But we have to be willing to come before Him.
我们愿意来到教会。
We have to be willing to come to church.
我们一起唱诗255首。
Let's sing hymn 255.
Seated. 这首诗我们如果把英文的歌词跟中文的歌词我们把它合并起来。
If we were to actually combine the English and Chinese lyrics of this hymn,
我们可以这样来讲，主耶稣他邀请每一个人都来到他面前。 包括所谓的小孩子。
And we can say that Jesus is inviting everyone to come before him, including little children.
啊，我们一起来敬拜这位独一的真神。
Let us we worship this true God.
啊，我们一起来接受神的道理，来给我们生命的教义。
And we come together to accept these teachings of life that he gives us.
啊，让我们能够有一个很正面的、很积极的人生观。
So that we can have a very positive, very active, concept of life and value system.
啊，让我们能都能够拥有一个很健、很正确的价值观。
So that we can have an accurate and a good and right value system.
哦，让我们都能够来超越自己的缺陷、自己的软弱。
So that we can overcome our own limitations, our own weaknesses.
那么这样，我们不但有将来天国的盼望，我们也能够拥有一个美好的人生今生。
In this way, not only will we have this hope of eternal life, but we'll also have a good life here on earth.
啊，这是何等有福气的一件事情。
How great of a blessing this is.
啊，所以我们总是不要忘了耶稣的邀请。
And so let's never forget this invitation of Jesus.
啊，常常来到主耶稣的面前。
To often come to him.
啊，我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
We'll make our concluding prayer.
啊，我们既然接受了主耶稣的邀请。啊，我们祈求主耶稣的应许来成全在我们的身上，我们的生活里头。
We have accepted his invitation, and so let us ask him to be with us and to give us his promises in our lives.
啊，让我们在他的恩惠里头，我们都拥有一个越来越美好的人生。
That in his grace we can have a better and better life.
啊，我们也求主耶稣能够祝福。啊，我们的下一代，我们的小孩。
We also ask Jesus to bless us and our to bless our next generation, our children.
啊，让他们永远在恶事上是小孩子，在心智上是成熟的、长大的。
That they will always be babes in malice, but always be mature in understanding.
我们要接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来。
I'd like to receive the laying of hands. Please come to the front.
啊，我们也继续为我们各项的圣工以及我们春季的灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's also continue to pray for all our different holy work and the spring evangelical services and spiritual convocation.
啊，同心祷告。
Let's pray.